Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah.
Welcome to another episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Josiah, at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? It's good to do one of these. I think one of the last shows I did was quite a while ago. Yeah, and saying that, before I get into the topic of tonight's show, I just really need to address a few things. I normally tend to keep both the Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast and the Comic Syndicate podcast completely different entities, so without one really ever addressing the other. Like, I just want them to be their own separate things. But this week, I just needed to thank all you guys, listeners, all you cats that dropped feedback, thoughts, opinions, shout-outs, gave any sort of love on or DM on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate it. So thank you to you guys. It's weird because I haven't recorded in about 5 to 6 months, and it's weird because I just – okay, look, it was completely overwhelming to get that much feedback from you guys. But it really didn't surprise me. Like, that's weird to say in my world. But you guys were coming out left and right, and it didn't surprise me because you guys are so fucking dope and always try to reach out in on some sort of social media platform. And I know I don't chime in or answer back or answer questions, text, DMs, Twitter messages, Facebook messages. I'm just really bad about it. So I do apologize, but thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Again, you guys are rad, and you guys got it. Like, really legit understood why the break happened. And it wasn't one of those that was brought on because of myself, but one out of, well, more. So now you guys know the story. I just always feel that I can't be fake to you guys as an audience, and, you know, listeners, as my friends. Like, I'm getting to chat with more and more of you, or learned a lot about you guys throughout the years, and you guys are just fucking dope, and you guys are I consider you my guys, my friends. So I just don't ever want to be fake to you guys. It's just not fair to you guys, and I wouldn't want you guys to think I was ever full of shit. I want these shows to be as real and as entertaining as I can. So hopefully want to get you guys lost for 45 minutes to an hour. If I can get your guys' minds off of the bullshit wonderings of the world at the moment, then I feel like I've done my job. And then if you guys are ever able to take away anything from either of the shows and just take away something from it, that's even better for me. So you guys are rad. Again, overwhelming feedback. So thank you guys. And it came out really quick. So Eric, Andrew, you guys are dope. Like, you got, thanks, man. I love you guys. You guys are dope. This one, a friend of the show, he's been on the show, geez, about 150 episodes ago, Jacob Medina. This one, you guys kind of made me feel bad, but last week was a really, it was a bitch fest. Like, let's just call it what it is, guys. It was Josiah just bitching and venting. And you guys completely understood. Like you guys could have busted my balls harder. Like, this motherfucker. And I'm pretty sure a bunch of you guys did. This one was just cool. Jacob Medina, I hadn't heard from, I don't want to say a year, but it has to have been a year at least. He DMs me on Instagram. Hey, man, I just listened to your cast. You need someone to work with, someone to carry part of the burden, brother. I miss you, and I'm sorry to hear how shitty things have been. I'm sorry I haven't been around much, but if you ever need someone to vent or anything, man, I'm here for you, brother. Been here since the beginning. And it was messages like that. Like, you guys were coming out like, hey, if you need anything to help with the podcast, I can do what I can to help out so you can keep recording. If you guys could give me 20 more hours in a day, or if you can help me clone myself so I can get more shit done in a day, would be dope. I do appreciate it. And Jacob, I'm thinking, and Andrew, you hit me up on the side too. Same thing. You guys really want to help out with the podcast. So I'm brainstorming a few things, what I can come up with for you guys to help me out. Like, I don't want you guys to do any of the work. It's a lot of heavy lifting, and I'm writing, I'm producing, I'm editing. I'm literally getting all this shit together, and it's all me. Sorry, guys. I should have. Rule number one about podcasting, or always turn off your phone. But yeah, the fact that you guys reached out that much and want to help me continue this is dope. So Jacob, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Don't feel bad like for not reaching out. I feel terrible, especially during this year that I haven't got to reach out. I haven't made the effort to reach out to anyone. And that means my best friends in my life that I see or used to see, my family, I've just been there for them more than anything, nephews, nieces. Yeah, and trying to keep everyone safe. Like, that's what we got to do in today's world now, is definitely take care of ourselves, but definitely take care of each other too. So if there's anything I can come up with, then I will definitely reach out to you, Andrew. First thing off the top of my head is if you can record some sort of dope deep dives and rabbit holes intro would kind of be cool. But no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll think of a few things, and if I can help you guys alleviate any of the weight for these shows, yeah, I'll reach out to you guys. So much love, Eric. You were the first person that hit me up out of the gate after recording. So much love. And Lynn, dude, you guys are rad. Thank you for the encouragement always, guys. So, all right, fuck that nonsense. All right, let's hit the deep dives and rabbit holes topic and conversation. Okay, so the format is going to change a little bit. So that means I'm going to have to look around to see what I have, or to see what I have and what I have to work with. And that's looking at my personal life, my experiences, my encounters, my interactions, everything that I see, everything I come across in life. I'd really like to say on a daily basis, but my days are just particularly odder than most people's at the moment. So now I'm just kind of pulling and reaching, which reminds me of a funny story about reaching. But that's a different story for another day. All right. I really don't have much to go with, but I really wanted to see how far I could go with this particular topic and see how deep I could go down that rabbit hole with this. So this is just the first test I really wanted to give myself. Can you do it? And how long can you do it for, Josias? Yeah, without wandering, ranting, raving. This was a decent conversation piece, and I'll explain a bunch of things. I got to write on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. I got out of work early, believe it or not. They cut us early. I'm glad they didn't let us out at 11 p.m. to have literally 1 hour until New Year's. I'm not going to vent anymore, guys, but, yeah, I got out early. I went to the liquor store, picked up some beer, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to pop open a beer and I'm going to write. I finally have some time to write, and trying to brainstorm. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what topic? Like, you're going to research real quick right now, just like this. So I'm going to premise this topic, this subject in particular, by telling a brief story. Nothing crazy. I just really want to paint a picture for you guys and give you some sort of background, some sort of context and insight on this particular person that I got this idea from for this particular rabbit hole. All right. So I did write, and I'm like, okay, what can I fucking do? This is what I pulled, and this is what I wrote, and let me know how you guys feel about this. So anyone, if you guys have never listened to a Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes podcast before, I like pulling different topics across the board. The origin of tipping, and do you tip well, and is it proper to tip? Why do you tip? Why don't you tip? Like, that was a great one. People lost at sea. How many people get lost at sea was a great one. Just a lot of topics across the board. I'm giving you guys full background, and then I'm giving you guys my personal experiences that I might have had with X topic. So that's what a deep dives and rabbit holes, and we're not limited to any one topic or subject. So this one, number one, to start off, I cannot mention homegirl's name. So if I accidentally do, which by all rights knowing me, I'm most likely going to drop her name accidentally. And if that happens, then that means I'm going to have to edit the fuck out of this episode for every time I do mention her name. But I did promise her I would not mention her name. Even gave her a heads up. I'm like, dude, I had a light bulb go off. If I promise I don't use her name would you be okay if I used this as a topic? I mean, I love Homegrown. I wouldn't have done it without asking her permission first anyways, especially because it's a personal thing. And I normally like to ask people if it's okay if I use stuff like that. Like, I don't want to put anyone on blast. I'm going to probably would have used this story anyways, you know, changed just a few things here and there and juggle some words around and changed the sexes in the story. But no, I just couldn't put her on blast like that. So I'm completely kidding. She's going to bat for me, and I would always go to bat for Homegirl. All right. Number two, she is one of my best girlfriends. And no, I don't mean lovey-dovey bullshit boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. I mean legit Homegirl. She's a chick, and she's my friend. Where I can tell Homegirl on my mind anything at any given moment, and vice versa. She knows, she can hit me up to talk, vent, listen, anything you and your homeboys, homegirls, should always do for you guys. We don't judge each other, and we just keep it real as fuck all the time. We don't bullshit each other around. We're very straightforward with each other, and we're both kind of assholes. I mean, we are kind of assholes. All right. We keep each other in check, oddly, but more in a rooting for your friends to succeed kind of a way. So that's Homegirl. She's my bro chick friend. I mean, you know, now saying it out loud sounds completely corny and lame, but she's just dope as fuck. And like me, doesn't have a lot of patience for stupid shit. So yeah. Number three, this, ooh, I did write this. This bitch is gangsta as fuck. So she's fucking hood. Like, Homegirl is gangsta. That's always number three, by the way. Number four, she's dope, smart, funny, cool, ambitious, classy, old-fashioned, girly, tomboyish. Knows what she wants. Not necessarily particular about shit. But for the context of the story, let me reiterate this real quick. She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants in her life. Like almost in a time frame kind of way. And it'll make more sense when we cross that bridge. All right. Number five, like me, and I hope like most people, she just doesn't want to waste her time. Except now for me, in my own twisted world, I'm taking it more to heart because I just don't have the time to waste. So if my time for me, if I feel it's going anywhere, it needs to be something substantial and something productive at least. That's just me though. Number six was, you know what, dude? I love Homegirl. Straight up. The person and man I've become in my life, especially over the years, I have no problem ever telling my boys, my homeboys, my friends, my dudes that I've gone into wars and battles with by my side, looking them in the eye, shaking their hand with a firm handshake, pulling them in for a proper hug, and tell them, I miss you, and I love you, brother. So, Jonathan, Moses, Ray, my legit brothers, and then my friends, Daniel, Pablo, Mikey, Chris, Val, Bobby, I miss you guys. I just miss you guys, and I just don't care if I look like a pussy in front of people for giving you a hug and telling you I love you and giving you a kiss on the cheek. Like, I'm that dude. I will give you a kiss on the cheek every now and then. It's, you know, look, just don't judge. I'm just comfortable in my own skin and with myself, my friends, my friendship, my sexuality. I'm just wired and triggered differently where I'm completely cool being myself. And again, telling my friends I love you. And even you guys, like, I mean, how many times did I tell you guys I love you, Jacob and Andrew and Eric? I mean, same shit. Okay, so it's okay to tell your friends and family you love them, you know, you just don't know when the next time you'll get to tell them will be. So I just try to take all my shots now. So yeah, the few and far between times that her and I do check up on each other, no matter how briefly it is, we'll drop an all right. Be safe and take care. Love you, homegirl. And I'll normally get a love you, stay out of trouble. We're friends, guys. Come on. Number seven, it's always a great thing. She can budget the fuck out of an account and allocate funds onto and into what's needed at what time. So I love analytics and I can budget the fuck out of shit myself. I just hate math in general, but she's a stud on that point. Like, fucking budgeting bride. So she has her own certain vision of budgeting as well. But number eight, did I promise that this broad's an asshole? And yes, I know that's another trigger word for people in today's world, but fuck it. This bitch is hood. She's hood as fuck, and I love her for it. She's just dope. So those were the eight things. Number nine, off the top of my head, would have to be she learned to grow up right away. She just had to learn to grow up right away, and that's what makes her awesome. Okay, so that's where the context of this person and this rabbit hole came from. I just wanted to give you guys some background, some context, some sort of substance for you guys to chew on. So hopefully my words and giving this friend of mine some sort of justice in as I'm spitting them out in different sequences make sense to the person I'm going to talk about and this particular rabbit hole. So this came in on me, to me on Instagram. I want to say, you know, I honestly don't remember when, Tuesday or Wednesday last week, the week of New Year's for the most part. So last week. So as I'm working and cursing the world, pissed off as fuck, sitting down at my office desk. So I don't even recall what time of the day it really was. I just know it came on. And this is verbatim the message she left me on Instagram. Hey, dude, I have a question and need a man's perspective. If a girl proposed to you, would you expect a ring, or would a nice watch be acceptable? Then I got like the shh emoji, and I'm like, fuck. Okay. So this is where this particular rabbit hole is going to go. We're going to see how this works out. Let's see if we can work some little social experiment here. So you can either put the show on pause right now, but I'm going to read it one more time and just a tad slower. And I mean, you guys get it. Hey, dude, I have a question and need a man's perspective. If a girl proposed to you, would you expect a ring or would a nice watch be acceptable? And then shh emoji. Okay, so now that you heard it a second time, ladies and gentlemen, and these are always conversation pieces, so how do you guys feel about this? Number one, how do I feel about it? How do people just in general feel about it, men and women across the board? Let's look at it. The demographic for the show is about 17 to 50, 47, about-ish. So anyone of any age, how would you guys feel about that? Okay, so do you guys feel me yet? What were your thoughts? And all of ours are going to differ across the board. So if you guys have time to jot them down, like, how do you guys feel? And I'm pretty sure your guys and women thoughts are shooting off just different thoughts, answers, opinions, ideals. And that's what I love about these deep dives and rabbit holes. This should be a talking point. And I thought this one was good enough. So my first response is as a friend. This is what I went through when I got it. I see it pop up. I look down. I'm too busy working. Went back to work. When I finally had time to look down and read it, or possibly when the podcast I was listening to at the time or album I was listening to was over, I finally got the time to look at it. And I might have been slightly dickish, but I screenshotted the Instagram message. And of course it did message her like, hey, this asshole just just screenshotted your Instagram. And I quickly responded back to her, like, hey, dude, if you're serious, you know, just first of all, I want to let you know, I'm not going to use this screenshot against you. I just need, you know, I don't want it to disappear. So, but if you're serious, you should give me a buzz. I think this is one of those conversations for us that we need to talk about. I mean, not in person, but over the phone, you know, like let's gather our thoughts. Let's share how you feel about it, how I feel about it. You want my thoughts? You want my opinions as a friend? Like, dude, a thug life, this is something you really seriously need. If this is something you're serious about, let's outweigh the pros and cons. And, you know, let me give you my thoughts, opinions, ideals again. And the way I was looking at it, honestly, was the fuck. So you want me to text this response back again? That's where I was coming from at the time. So finally touching base back with her. The conversation about this never happened. She was going to hang out with the boy, her boyfriend, for New Year's. And they were going to do a couple's weekend together, which is great. And of course, I'm not going to cock block. So we never got to talk about this, dude. Straight up, guys. I reached out to homegirl and no dice. Time span, I have no idea. So 2 days in between when she hit me up and when we were supposed to try to talk about it. And it wasn't for the lack of me trying on this one. She had her week off for New Year's. And again, you know, I asked her what would work best. When can we chat? I get done working by 11. I can call you on my break or one of my two lunches. And those are your only options, dude. Like, you have to help me help you. Like, my time is limited. But if this is something you want to talk about, again, I'll try to make the time for you. So again, she did tell me, you can write me down or email me your questions so I can respond back to you so you can still do your show. I had off for New Year's Day and then I was back to the grind again. So again, I was unable to message her or hit her up whatsoever. Just want to give you guys a full story. And that's where the fun work finally came into play. Like, I get to wing this a little bit and I need some sort of structure the way I work, but I can always night wing the fuck out of anything. So if I go off the rails, as long as I have some sort of structure, which, you know, this writing project was really good. So again, my thoughts were pretty much, dude, I've never met homeboy. Like, I have not met dude before. I know this isn't a judgy thing at all, guys. Like, I would have been able to gauge the guy's response a little bit better if she was going to propose to him. And this is the way I was looking at it in general. And if you guys think I'm wrong, feel free to hit me up. You are completely wrong, Josias. You're an asshole. You shouldn't have said that. But again, this is everyone's own personal thoughts, opinions, and ideals. I'm not saying I'm right, but these are my thoughts. So I would have, like, I was looking at it, would guy have gotten freaked out? Like, would he bail? Would you scare him off over this? All valid questions, I feel, but I could be wrong. You know, he could have been excited, ecstatic. He could have loved it and just, yes. You know, he could have just said yes. Next thought I had, I wanted to talk to her and ask her, like, I can't tell anything about him or his character over pictures. Like, I'm not a judgmental guy. It's not fair to him or to you, homegirl. Like I almost said her name. It's not fair to you because I love you. Because even though, yes, I do think you guys are an odd as fuck yet adorable looking couple, I care about you, homegirl, too much to do that to him. And I respect you too much to do that to him. I'm a friend, and that's where I'm coming from. Still wanted to hit her up. And if and yes, I'm sorry, and this is a huge if, what if he decides to bail? Or worse, what if he stayed but told you, that ain't my jam? Like, this, nah, this, like, how would that make you feel? All right, so by this point, would you even want him around by that point knowing you? Like, you need everything timed out perfectly in your world. I know you. And I know the older women get, they are more time centered on certain aspects of their lives. I mean, that's being real. Okay, so I've been asked out by girls 3 times in my life, and I think I've shot down 2. We'll say 2. I'm a weird guy. Like, okay, let me continue on. And so I get what it is. It's not asking someone to be, I really like you. Can you be my boyfriend? I want you to be my boyfriend. This is completely, all right, now let's fucking just call it. We're done with everything. I want you. You're going to be my man. Kind of, it's life-changing. That's what it is. I'm going to continue on. And again, these are all things I want your guys' thoughts, opinions about. Feel free to hit me up. I'm at ForTheVillain on Twitter. I'm at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Okay. So, and you know what? You know Dude better than I do. So these are back to my thoughts, guys. So you should know what he would prefer unless you're looking for some sort of validation for you to bail if you're not 100% sure this is the way to go. I can always tell you if it is your time to turn your ship around and set sail again, you know I'll be that cat. But like everything, it's going to sting and it's going to hurt. Or do you just want me to tell you to leave things as they are and be happy just settling? And I know it sounds total dickish, but again, as a friend, how would you tell your friends? As a friend, I can never give anyone that advice to just settle. No one should ever just settle. I believe everyone should go out into the world and be happy and find someone that makes them happy. Someone that makes you listeners, happy. But this is coming from the guy that really hates and wants to destroy the world right now. So it's really not the best friend's advice. Now, that's a little bit of a joke, but again, it's my friend and I want my friends happy. But again, these are just possibilities, impossibilities, probables, and improbabilities that maybe I'm putting too much thought into myself. And that's for my friend, by the way. Like, at what point do you just pull the trigger and say, this is what I want? But that's a question I wanted to ask you. So, again, I hope you're listening to this, when in reality, that's the kind of question we all ask ourselves at one point. Like, this is what I want. This is the person for me. And if you know for a fact that homeboy will say yes, I can't gauge dude again. I'm completely old-fashioned and I'd have to go the ring route. Now, okay, it sounds a little convoluted there. Okay, number one, guys, I am completely old-fashioned. Again, convoluted. Okay, I don't believe in marriage. That's the Josias in me. I've seen too many failed marriages go on in life and people, friends around me. And I don't believe in marriage. The thing I do believe in is love. And I've been in love several times in my life. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And I've gotten my heart broken several times in my life, and I'm not ashamed to say that either. I mean, everyone listening, at one point or another in our lives, we've gotten our hearts broken, and we all know how terrible that feels. And you don't want people to feel like that, of course. How do you guys feel about marriages now? Like, how many failed marriages happen? And I'll go over some statistics and stats for you because that's what Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes does. I'll do that at the end, though. I don't believe in marriage, but I believe in love. Like, if you are the person for me, I want to spend my life with you, but I don't need to ever propose to you. There doesn't need to be a marriage certificate. If I love you, what's wrong with loving you? That's the weird and odd thing. But if I was ever going to or felt like marriage was a thing in my cards, I'm old-fashioned to the point where I would ask the father if it's okay if I took your daughter's hand in marriage. But again, not in my cards. And if a woman or girl ever asked me to marry them, I would feel bad. okay, so I'll go into that as well. I just wanted to give you guys some sort of understanding on how I feel about old-fashioned compared to how I feel, though. So again, well, I almost dropped her name. If you know, homeboy, your dude was going to say yes. Did you ever even look at maybe if I was the one to propose to him, did you ever think that maybe, perhaps slightly? And I'm not saying this is a thing, but I'm saying this is a fucking thing because men are like this. Did you ever think that it would be maybe perhaps emasculating him a tad, maybe? Like, was that ever a thought? You know, the Prince Charming should fill and should always feel that quote-unquote man role. So if you take that away from a man, I mean, again, I don't know, dude. So you've been to look at men and to look at myself, and I'll lump myself into the men category, to look at men in general and how men feel very machismo and I have to do this, I have to do that. It sounds very cavemanish. And honestly, it really is. That's a huge thing. And maybe I'm too old-fashioned in that sense. Like, again, I've been asked out several times, and yes, I said yes twice, and I've shot people down, and yes, it's sad, and it's weird. And honestly, for me, especially at a younger age, it was never emasculating for a girl to ask me out to be their boyfriend. I was going to say their girlfriend. If it gave me some sort of odd, it gave me some sort of odd confidence, especially when young Josias was just shy as fuck and literally had zero confidence. It was a confidence booster. I mean, that was what it was for me. Okay, so that's where now my mentality comes into play, where again, if any woman were to propose to me, I would sadly, in kind, probably say something like, this is beautiful, and I love and adore the sentiment, and I love and appreciate the gesture, but marriage is just something that I don't feel is something I believe in, you know, like... I hope this doesn't ruin things. And then, yep, a ton of bricks, right? Yeah, I know I just don't believe in marriage again. And that's not a machismo thing for me at all, I don't think. I just don't believe in the marriage. I believe in love all day long. And who's to say, seriously, we need a ring or a piece of paper to signify, quote unquote, we love and adore each other, that I will always be your protector. I don't know, different thoughts, mentalities, feelings, emotions, lifestyles, upbringings are all factors in all of this. And hopefully we all find someone in our lives that make us feel like we can do anything. But that is the deep dives and rabbit holes. I don't really like talking about love, and especially like this, but I thought it was a good enough conversation. That way, when you guys go back to work, I don't know who's working now. It's fucking water cooler talk. Like, I was listening to this podcast and dude asked an odd question. Now, let's ask the question one more time to you female listeners. Would you ever propose to your boyfriend? You know what? Fuck it. Your girlfriend, for that matter. Could you ever propose to them? Gentlemen, we normally are the ones that do propose. And I know a bunch of you guys have been married and are getting married. How would you feel if your lady proposed to you? And would you prefer a ring or a watch? I mean, that's the conversation. That is the piece. And how do you guys feel about it? Like that, again, I just thought it was interesting. So... in saying all this, like, I would always tell my boys when I pray at night, dude, I pray that you cats will find the one person and happiness before I ever do. Like, I love you guys, and I'd always take wandering the earth alone so that you guys can find someone that makes you happy. Like, I love you guys that much, but I am an oddity like that. My friend's happiness... all of my friends' happiness will always and still means more to me than my own sometimes. So I would say thank you and hopefully that I love you. But if I turn down your ring or watch, please don't ever think it's because of something you did. I just don't agree with the notion of marriage. But that's me. And I know I'm different. So again, all right, let's end this podcast. In a little bit here. Accounting for all age groups, statistics over the past few years indicate that over 40% of all first marriages in the United States end in divorce. Okay. The divorce rate for subsequent marriages is even higher. It's estimated that 60% of all second marriages end in divorce, while 73% of third marriages will end in divorce. So I am an analytical cat, so as much as I hate numbers, sometimes I do like stats. And yeah. Okay. So one more time, question. Men and women, how do you feel about it? Am I wrong? Am I mistaken for discouraging my friend? I mean, we never got to talk. We never got to have the conversation. These are all thoughts that were going through my mind. And again, I can't judge dude, and I've never met dude, and I want homegirl happy. I just want her happy. If this is something that will make her happy to do, I'm always gonna go that route. But if you really wanted my opinion, you guys know when anyone hits me up, if you guys want my thoughts or opinions, it's gonna sting a little bit coming from Josias, because I'm too straightforward. So am I old fashioned? Am I too new fashioned? Am I too sentimental? Am I not sentimental enough? Am I too honest or just too harsh? Or am I just full of shit on thinking the way I do? All right. So it got me writing on New Year's Eve, and it got the hamsters fucking running a little bit, and I didn't have a lot of time to fully research a topic. I mean, granted, I missed that time to do, but yes, I just wanted to give you guys something, a different show than what I dropped last week. And last week was a, hey, this is what's fucking going on in my world, and you guys were dope, and this is just a different topic and conversation completely. How do you guys feel about it? You guys can hit me up on the side. I don't know when I'm going to get back to you guys, because it's Sunday night and Monday is tomorrow. It's 9:53 right now, and it's back to the grind. Long nights, long hours again. But if this show was intriguing in any way for you men, for you women, for any youngsters, for any of you couples listening, for any of you divorcees, for any of you single men, single women, please share this podcast. I try to make these as thought-provoking enough, and now I'm just working with what I've got. And I always, when I start writing these out, I go down one route, and then just the writing process of it. But the more I start writing, I find another rabbit hole I go down, and there are so many places to go down and to configure and thoughts, opinions and feelings about this. Women, do you think men should strictly be the ones to propose to you? Do you like the old fashioned? I'm going to ask your dad if it's okay to take your hand in marriage. And if you got me a beautiful watch and got down on one knee, how does that work? Or even if you got me a beautiful wedding ring. Again, if I just looked at you and said, we don't need to do this. I don't want to lose you. But as I'm saying it, I know I would be ripping your heart out. And you can't guilt someone into love or relationship either. You just can't do that. Okay, guys. Yeah, if you guys like the podcast, subscribe to the Comic Syndicate in iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play. Actually, I think Google Play is dead now. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podchaser, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Subscribe to the Comic Syndicate. You guys get bonus shows of deep dives and rabbit holes. If any of the deep dives and rabbit holes, go back into those archives. Those are always the 0.1 episodes, and those are always fun and just gnarly, and I bring topical things and random topics, and they're great topics, and I like dissecting shit. That's the type of guy I am when I do have the time, when I'm left to my own devices to create. I love to create. And this is one of those where I was able to create off of something that was asked of me as a friend. And I hope you understand this. And I hope you don't get upset with me. And you said it was okay if I put this out there. Get back to me. And sorry, guys, that's to homegirl. But I love you, dude. If I just want you happy. I always want my friends around me happy. And you deserve to be happy, dude. I'm always going to go to bat for you. So, yeah, let's talk soon. And listeners, I'll catch you guys when I catch you. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.